Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Avi Melamed, Founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East Intelligence Perspectives Program. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And the topic, Hezbollah Chief Hassan Nasrallah warning of possible war with Israel this summer, and that he may even be targeted for assassination beforehand. Mr. Melamed, empty talk, or is there substance to the assertion?
To the best of my knowledge, it was, quote, allegedly, as you said it, in Kuwaiti-based paper Rai, which is not the most reliable platform of information. It may be possible that he said it, it may be not, but I don't really think that this is the most significant thing. I would definitely look at some other things which I think more significant to look at.
Such as?
Such as the growing pressure on the Iranian following the U.S. sanctions, such as the fact that the United States has classified the Revolutionary Guards as a terror organization. Hezbollah is also dealing with lots of complex inner Lebanese politics. Lebanon also deals with a growing U.S. pressure. Now France is sort of joining the pressure on the Lebanese political system to restrain the Hezbollah. So, in other words, Hezbollah has a lot of inner challenges as well as regional challenges he has to take into consideration. So I think that whether Nasrallah said that or not, it's less important.
And let's say hypothetically that Hezbollah does decide to lash out against Israel and a war does begin. Do you see it as being a two-front conflict in Lebanon and Syria with perhaps even direct Iranian involvement?
It's a lot of speculations. I mean, this is a scenario that should be taken into consideration. To the best of my knowledge, this is the worst-case scenario the Israeli intelligence and planners are taking into consideration when they're looking or talking about the Northern Front. I would be more reserved about it. We have to remember that there are a couple of factors involved that do have different interests. For example, the Russians or even Assad himself that currently hosts, sort of speaking, quote-unquote, Iranians and Iranians-backed Shiite militias like the Iraqi ones or the Afghans or the Pakistanis. But I don't know to say necessarily that if the conflict is going to be open in starting in Lebanon, for example, it will necessarily spill over to the Syrian territory or vice versa.
My guest is Avi Melamed, founder and CEO of Inside the Middle East Intelligence Perspectives Program. A final question for you, sir. What do you think Israel could do in order to prevent the eventuality of full-blown war with Hezbollah for the first time since 2006?
Israel should define very clear, as it does, I think, what are the red lines. That crossing those red lines will mean, as far as Israel is concerned, an immediate danger that has to be removed at all costs. I think that this message comes across in different ways, both to the Iranians, the Hezbollah, Assad, and others. So I think that as long as the Israeli message is clear and as long as the message comes across and received on the other side, that could further danger the odds for a war. In that context, I would mention Israel's recent operation to expose the border crossing Hezbollah's tunnels, which actually was an act that most of the analysts agreed was kind of an act that basically distanced the probability of a war. So I guess that as long as Israel is making clear what its red lines are and is making clear both verbally as well as in terms of actions that the more decisive Israel's position is, the better is the chance that war will be further distanced. But as we all know in this region, things can change quite dramatically from one day to another.
Avi Melamed, thank you very much for joining me at the Media Line.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer, signing off.